And now we have letters from the Evening News. David Parker of Windsor Park in Dereham responded to the report that 85 play areas will have a voluntary smoking ban. As a non-smoker, I'm not really concerned, one way or the other, about a ban in play areas. However, I admit to being intrigued as to how it has been possible to ascertain that tobacco smoke in the open air can be proven to be harmful in isolation from all the other contaminants in the atmosphere, particularly in areas of high pollution levels. Perhaps those advocating the ban can help. Should responsible parents, guardians, carers consider masks? But can I suggest more positively that a similar attitude, by way of ostracising, be taken in relation to the consumption of alcohol? Many TV dramas, the soaps in particular, blatantly promote alcohol as a cure for many woes and to be consumed for no reason at all. Similarly, those well-meaning folk who pick up and dust down those who fall, in inverted commas, in Prince of Wales Road to enable them to return another day.
Councillor Vaughan Thomas of Northumberland Street wrote in to underline his support for the proposal of the smoking ban. I write in respect to the reported response in the Evening News to the City Council's proposed policy of encouraging people not to smoke in play areas. Smoking is the biggest cause of preventable deaths in Norfolk, with over 23% of Norwich adults smoking, compared to just 18% for England as a whole. The figures are worse still for those Norwich people working in routine and manual trades, with over 38% smoking, as opposed to 28% for the rest of England. There is no doubt that smoking is a public health problem for Norwich, and I am proud that the City Council is proposing to take these initial steps to discourage smoking in play areas. We are moving in the right direction, in a measured way. I don't believe it is in any way patronising. I'd like to have thought adults do know how to behave around children. But sadly, there is evidence that this isn't always the case. I can't be the only one to see some parents smoking while pushing pushchairs with toddlers in. Plainly, some people do need to be reminded and encouraged not to smoke near children. We've come a long way from when I first went out as a teenager to pubs when smoking was commonplace. I recall being shocked on visiting a pub in Sunderland in the 1970s, which had spittoons in the bar. I'd never seen this before, other than in cowboy films, and remember thinking then that ashtrays should go the same way as spittoons. Therefore, I'm not only too pleased that we're working. Sorry, I'm only too pleased we're working on this at the City Council now.
There were lots of online comments on the possible Anglia Square development. Jim said, I've lived north of the river for 30 years and I find Magdalen Street and Anglia Square very good places to shop. I've never entered Chapel Field and I have no plans to do so. Mr. Brand, fruit seller, was right in suggesting that high rates have driven small traders out of many other areas in the city. While Linda commented, they're taking so long to sort it all out. I bet it gives them time to get the big retailers ready to take up the new shops.
Last week we heard about monster hornets in Norwich. TJ Winter of Chedgrave wondered where some folks have been. Re the so-called hornet scare, Evening News Saturday, May the 28th, one can only wonder where some folks have been all their lives, as hornets are a regular summer visitor to all parts of the UK. We have experienced them in Chedgrave for decades and view them as an interesting insect as we hear them in the distance sounding rather similar to a small helicopter. My advice is not to run around in circles flapping your arms, screaming and panicking, as it seems to be the current trend with wasps and bees. Watch them with interest and you might be fascinated at their habits. They'll not harm you unless they feel threatened. Just duck if you see or hear them coming at speed.
Margaret Haley of Partridge Way in Norwich is a regular correspondent to the Evening News and to Let's Talk magazine. She wrote in This Week about Eaton Park. Reading the Evening News on the 3rd of June about the summer concert set to kick off at Eaton Park from the 12th of June and Norwich Croquet Club opening the way to encourage potential players to try the sport makes me think how grateful we should be about having such a brilliant park. Over the years, founded in 1910, Eaton Park has attracted families, dog walkers, runners and sports teams, and through the time and picnics in the summer. I well remember our children sailing paper boats on the boating lake. The park included football pitches, tennis courts, a bowling green, pitch and putt, and a miniature railway, even in the 1950s. Through the years, it has given members of schools, youth groups, Duke of Edinburgh schemes, Army Cadets, Scouts and Guides Association, the infrastructure to create residential stays or just camping out at Eaton Park. About this great outdoors, I remember Eaton Golf Club members describing it as the hidden gem and a golfing oasis and one of the finest 18-hole courses in the region. All this, and it is less than 2 miles from Norwich city centre. Now Norwich Croquet Club is offering free croquet lessons beside the boating lake on Sundays, supplying the equipment for free. We are so lucky that in history, as well as now, we have really wonderful Eaton Park, offering us a lot to do in the great outdoors, and it is part of Norwich history.